Okay, and welcome back. This is episode one of Daily Buddhism. Well, it's episode one, so where do we begin? Well, how about the obvious place? What is Buddhism, anyway? Well, Buddhism is a path of practices and spiritual development which lead to insight into the true nature of life. Practices like meditation are means of changing yourself in order to develop and perfect the qualities of awareness, kindness, and wisdom. The methods developed by the Buddhist tradition over thousands of years has created an incredible resource for all those who wish to follow the path which ultimately culminates in enlightenment or Buddhahood. The foundation of Buddhism is the fourfold noble truths. Don't worry about these too much. We're going to talk about these a lot in future episodes. But here they are. Number one, the world is full of suffering and stress. Number two, the cause of this suffering and stress is desire. Number three, if desire can be removed, then suffering and stress can be ended. Number four, desire can be removed by following the Eightfold Path. Right views, right thoughts, right speech, right conduct, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. A long list. We'll get back to it. But because Buddhism doesn't include the idea of worshiping a god, some people don't call it a religion. Some people treat it more as a philosophy. The basic teachings of Buddhism are straightforward and practical. Nothing is permanent. Actions have consequences. But change is possible. Thus, Buddhism addresses itself to everyone, irrespective of race, nationality, or gender. It also teaches practical methods, such as meditation, which enable people to make use of its teachings in order to transform their lives, to be fully responsible for those lives, and to develop desirable qualities of wisdom and compassion. Buddhism began around 523 BC, and the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, was a Hindu from northern India. His birthplace, usually considered Lumpini, is now part of Nepal. The Bible, there is no Bible of Buddhism, but one of the three main scriptures of Buddhism is called the Tripitaka, or Three Baskets, which is made up of the Suttas, Vinaya, and Abhidhamma. I said no big words, don't worry about it. Don't need to know that. The oldest of these writings go back to around the 1st century BC. Now, as I said, Buddhism began around 523 BC. Depending on who you talk to, different historians date it differently. Some people will say it's as recently as 200 BC. No one really knows, but it was a long time ago. There are approximately 362 million Buddhists in the world. Many different forms of Buddhism exist, which developed and grew as it spread from India and Nepal throughout Asia, Japan, and even the West. The three main types of Buddhism are called Theravada, which is sometimes called Hinayana, Mahayana, and Tantrayana. Don't worry about those, more big words, three main kinds, we'll cover them all. Theravada is the oldest tradition and is practiced mostly in Sri Lanka, Thailand, Burma, Cambodia, and Laos. Theravada has the goal of reaching the state of nirvana, becoming something called an arhat, and achieving liberation from the cycle of rebirth. Sounds good. We'll talk about it more. Mahayana is very big in northern India, China, Japan, and Vietnam. Tantrayana is big in Tibet, Nepal, and Mongolia. The point of both Mahayana and Tantrayana practice is primarily to help all sentient beings reach enlightenment and in doing so achieve both nirvana and Buddhahood. Okay, Tantrayana, Mahayana, Theravada, big words. Don't worry about them too much. We'll explain each one of them in great detail later on. If you'd like to read all this information, go to dailybuddhism.com, and across the toolbar at the top is a link called What is Buddhism? Click on that, and everything I've just said is there for you to read if you'd like. Otherwise, don't worry about it. The Four Noble Truths are important. The world is full of suffering. The suffering is the result of the desire. If desire can be removed, suffering will end, and there's a path that will help you reduce the suffering. That is really the basis of Buddhism. And we'll get into those, but our next lesson will be, who was Buddha? And we'll get to that next time. See you then.